Now then, to the phone lines we go. My good friend Seamus Nugent is standing by. Good morning to you, Hamish.
Good morning, Joe.
And how are you, my old friend?
I will say, a kind of a half-damp morning.
A half-damp morning. Now, I'm told, you won't mind me saying this, because we cleared this with you yesterday. I'm told, Seamus, you've been on this planet for a fair few years, and you've never seen anything like what you saw on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning last. Describe the scene to me as you were crossing the bridge in Rooski.
Well, it wasn't like you crossing the bridge. You take cards at the pitch every Tuesday night. We'd have a number of people, which actually four tables came, 21 playing on Tuesday night. And after the game, the organised game had said a few would stay on. And it was around 1:30 when we left. And I was heading home, and as I headed home, I couldn't believe the brightness that was to the north. Due north. It was like if the sun was rising, but it wasn't there. And that brightness came up to a certain level and then just cut off. And but dark sky after that. But the brightness of it was so blue and bright. It was like if you had maybe 20 football pitches at the one spot shining up into the air.
And you'd be a pretty observant kind of guy. You have never seen anything like this before.
No, never in my life. And I will be 77 years of age in a few weeks' time. And I've never seen anything. I've seen strange things in life. I felt it was like the blooming wise men going following the star. This brightness in the sky was there, but it was north. And I tried to get a picture of a few different places and with trees and with different things. I wasn't getting what I wanted. So I went to the Bridge of Rooski and I went to take it on the Leitrim side, and I was locked down. And when it came back, just coming over, I just stopped and I took the photo off the sky. And it's the brightness of it is what it was like you said, the sun was rising, but at 1:30 in the morning,
right,
when it's usually pitch dark, you don't get that.
Well, you know, first off, I think you deserve a special award for outstanding photography, because you were kind enough to share your photograph with us, and I have it here in front of me. We'll be putting this photograph up. It's up, folks. You can check it out on all our social media platforms. And wow, this is an amazing photograph. And one would be forgiven for thinking this is sort of 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. I've noticed mornings now with the dog, it's when I about 5:30 to 6, the dog starts to bark, and I say to myself, Lord bless us and save us, the sun must be rising. But in this case, it was 1:30 in the morning, and this was 1:30. This was so bright, but at the same time, so beautiful. Stay where you are, Seamus, because when you sent that into us yesterday, I said to myself, there's only one man who we can contact now. His name is David Moore. He's our good friend from Astronomy Ireland, and he's with me on the line. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe and Seamus.
And thank you so much for taking the call, and you have an explanation, I'm told.
Yes, they were noctilucent clouds.
What?
Which comes from Latin.
Hang on a second, David. Noctilucent clouds. Noctilucent clouds. Okay.
The nocti bit means night, and lucent means shining, so clouds that shine at night. And they've only actually been seen since the late 1800s. And we know that now that they're formed by tiny ice crystals high in the atmosphere. These crystals, about 1/1000th the width of a human hair, so really tiny. And they're caused possibly by volcanic ash that gets thrown high into the atmosphere, or from bits of meteors that are hitting the Earth's upper atmosphere, tiny fragments that act as a little seed for the ice to grow around. And they're very high up, about 80 kilometers. So the highest clouds we get during the day are around 10 kilometers. So these are nearly 10 times higher up. And you can only see them when the sun is just below the horizon. The clouds are actually existing. They're not there every night. And the sun, which is not far below the horizon this time of year, is actually lighting up the clouds, even though it's dark down here on the ground. And Seamus said 1:30 a.m., that is actually midnight. We've added on an hour during the summer, so midnight's been pushed from 12 to 1. And also we're using Greenwich Mean Time, and we're actually about 30, 40 minutes further west. So actually local midnight, as it's called, is 1:30. That's going to be when it's darkest, and if those clouds are there, the sun's going to catch them. If we've got a clear sky, you'll see these electric blue clouds. I was watching them with Seamus, taking lots of pictures as well. We want everyone to send them into our magazine, because we only see them from May to August.
And may I ask, David, you know, there was huge excitement there a couple of months back with the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights and what have you. And we had you on, and you were able to predict with absolute certainty, you know, that this wonderful vista was going to appear before our very eyes at a certain time in a certain place. And can you do the same? Because I'm just looking at the photograph, as I said, as we speak. This is a beautiful, beautiful event, a beautiful sight, call it whatever you like. I mean, it's truly magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the wonders of nature. And on our social media, so if you go to astronomy.ie, down the bottom you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have been warning people to watch out for them. They've been seen in Europe a few weeks ago, and then we got a great display on Tuesday night. I couldn't see any last night, so they come and go, and we can't really predict them that accurately. Other than that, this time of year, they are likely to be seen. The aurora, we can't really predict it with absolute certainty, but every day on our social media, before the sun sets, we post whether or not an aurora is predicted. And quick tip, we think there might be one tonight or tomorrow night. Now, we'll update that at sunset, so watch out for our social media. So not to lose some clouds, we can't actually predict them. But, you know, they're going to be there more often than not. Sometimes very low, but I've seen them go almost overhead. It actually ruins the night sky. I was trying to photograph a comet the other night, and it went into the noctilucent and clouds and ruined the pictures. But, you know, only a few of us are worried about that. Most people enjoy them as a spectacle of nature.
Well, you know what, Seamus? When Kevin was calling you yesterday, I was delighted on a number of fronts. Number one, I was delighted that David Moore was in a position to join us on the show this morning and give us an explanation, and he's done that so well. And number two, I was delighted that yous are still playing the game of 25 in the Greater Rooski area every Tuesday night.
The whole year round.
We'd have
about 34, 35 people on our list. Now, they won't be all there every week. So
I know.
At this time, you've dropped off a small business. We enjoy it.
It's a wonderful game of cards. So the next night you go there, when you're having the tea at halftime, make sure you tell all the crew about the noctilucent clouds, or the night shining clouds that appeared over. By the way, people are confused. The Rooski, there are so many Rooskis in the huge area that we broadcast to. The Rooski here is where Roscommon meets Leitrim, and where Roscommon meets Longford. Longford meets Leitrim. Longford meets us. It's just a beautiful village. And that's where Seamus spotted the cloud.
And to be technical, I was going to take it from the Leitrim side, and I just couldn't get it with there was trees and there were different things.
Right.
I actually had to come back into the Roscommon side to get that actual photograph.
For the bird's eye view. So this is a Roscommon photograph. It's a Roscommon-based photograph. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland and our good friend Seamus Nugent, thank you indeed for being with us. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Noctilucent clouds, night shining clouds, spotted over Rooski in recent days.
The Joe Finnegan Show, brought to you by Airgrid, managing Ireland's electricity grid while working to deliver 70% of our electricity from renewable sources by 2030, so that everybody has a cleaner supply of electricity. Airgrid, delivering a cleaner energy future.